Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for Innovative Wellness Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, Innovative Wellness Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness Center. At 515-355-3200.
They say it's in your blood. A game that can't be won, only played. A love affair. It satisfies the soul and frustrates the intellect. The greatest game ever played. Golf. It's real. And this is Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper, son of legendary golfer Billy Casper, talking golf with you for more than two decades. And now, here's Brian and Bob.
Yeah, thank you very much. And again, welcome in to Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper. We're on the eve of the Players. We got the Arnold Palmer Invitational, Puerto Rico. The ladies are in China. Seniors are playing this week. Corn Ferry, it's a full slate.
Corn Ferry's in Chile.
Yeah, that's how you know it's officially golf season, is when you got a full schedule across all of the tours, which is pretty exciting stuff. So we're going to talk a lot about that. I was just mentioning, for those that were tuned in earlier on the local show, that I turned 50 this week, and I got a new set of irons built. I'm super excited about this. Derek Fox with Impact Golf. He's been a good friend of ours, and he's done a lot of fitting and builds our clubs. And I took the components. So shout out to Dave Neville at Callaway. Got the new Apex Pro irons, and Jeremy Butler at Fujikura hooked me up with the new Axiom iron shafts. Yeah. Took them down to Derek, had him build them up. He went same day, so I'd have him for my birthday. How cool is that?
What?
I know, same day build, man. He knocked those suckers
That's
out.
Awesome.
Pured them and everything. They look good. Yep. Man, they look good. So I'm excited. The weather didn't cooperate. It was decided to be winter again the next couple of days after, but I'm excited to get out and swing them, see what they look like.
I'll bet you every time you come in that room and you open that closet, they're going, yay, we get to go. We get to go.
I know they're looking good, man. They're
fired up and excited, baby.
I'm excited. Getting new sticks is kind of a big deal. You know, don't do it that is. Very often. I've had these other ones in my bag for 3 years. So I know that. Probably sounds like not a lot for some, but played over 100 rounds of golf that are, you know, on the one, with not to mention the number of golf balls hit. So, so I'm excited. Anyway, what I was leading to that, Derek Fox, Impact Golf, is going to join us. We're going to talk a little bit about fitting, what he's seen, trends this year, what guys are coming in and are interested in. So Derek Fox is going to join us coming up on later this hour. And then on the back nine, America's favorite caddy. Some of his favorite topics include the Players, where his player won the Players Championship while he was carrying the bag. So I know he looks forward to that tournament each and every year. We'll get his take on breaking in new irons and whatever other crazy ideas the caddy comes up with. That's what we're going to do, and we hope you enjoy it. Thanks for taking us along at Real Golf on X, and we'll be back after this.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
This Valentine's Day, There are a lot of things we shouldn't compromise on, like choosing a partner or even caring for your cat. Most cat parents don't want to use a litter with additives, dyes, or synthetic fragrances, but also don't believe natural options offer quality odor control. That's where new PetSafe Premium Natural Litter comes in. With uncompromising odor control and no harmful chemicals, it's the obvious choice for a sweet-smelling Valentine's celebration at home. When it comes to house guests and having loved ones over, cat parents are concerned about the chemicals they bring into their home. Over-scented, perfumey litter is a huge red flag for many cat parents. PetSafe 100% natural litter ensures a pure, healthy, chemical, and odor-free home. And this Valentine's Day, PetSafe is on a mission to help cat owners and their house guests smell the roses so they don't have to compromise. They can have an all-natural litter and superior odor control for up to 21 days. For more information, visit PetSafe.com or head to Walmart to pick up a bag.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season, you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a Samsung Galaxy A14 included when you buy an extended Silver Unlimited plan. Yeah. So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah!
Switch to Straight Talk for plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at straighttalk.com. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. Online only. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
Progressive presents good news, bad news, dumb news, then great news. Good news. Your coworker Kyle said bundling home and auto insurance with Progressive could save you money. Bad news. While saying this, Kyle was eating your clearly labeled lunch. Dumb news. Pizza near work costs $7 a slice, and it tastes like drywall covered in ketchup. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and enjoy more lunches far away from Kyle. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
Welcome back. It's Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper. It's brought to you in part by Black Desert Resort. Check out blackdesertresort.com and find out about the new championship. Tom Weisskopf designed golf course in southern Utah, right there in St. George. Of course, the PGA Tour in a FedEx Cup Fall Series event will be on site this October the 10th. Through the 13th, which is unbelievable. The resort will be open by then, including the 450-room hotel with the restaurants, the spa, the sports bar, the convention space. All of that will be there. Plus, you got the pools in the back. You got the 19th hole that sits right behind it in between that and the first tee box. It's a beautiful setting. There's exclusive real estate opportunities that are available. If you go to blackdesertresort.com, you can find out more about those. Family Village currently is for sale and available. This is the part that the village that surrounds the water park. Yes, the water park with Lazy River, Rapid River, a couple of surf wave pools, all kinds of fun stuff for the family and the kids, and just a beautiful setting. There'll be palm trees and the whole nine yards. It's going to be a really, really cool site, and you can own a piece of it. Go to blackdesertresort.com for more information. And again, we thank you for joining us. At Real Golf on X is where you can find us. We're on our flagship station, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone in Salt Lake City, Utah. iHeartRadio on a couple of different channels and various digital platforms as well. Just search Real Golf Radio if you want to catch us at your convenience. All right, so as we mentioned, Bay Hill is going on this week. Then next week, mm-hmm. It's the Players. And Bob, the countdown to the Masters is on, and I pulled out from my stack. I reached way in the back in my stack of cups, my Masters cups, and I pulled out one, and it was the 2009, and I sat there for a moment, and I thought, huh. And then I thought about Kenny, and I said, yeah, you know what? That's okay, because when we think about 25 years of Real Golf Radio, one of the more touching, probably the most touching moment that I can remember on the show at the time was live on the radio, was Kenny Perry the Saturday after he nearly won and probably should have won the Masters in 2009, and him sharing with us the amount of all the emotions that he had gone through and then how impacted he was by this show of support from fans from all over the world. It was really one of the most raw emotional conversations that maybe I've ever had in radio, 25 plus years of radio. And so even though our guy, Kenny Perry, didn't win that one, El Pato was able to get that done and beat him in that playoff. Chad Campbell was in that playoff as well. We still think and toast Kenny Perry for that one. It was a heartbreaker, Bob. It was a heartbreaker.
Yeah, it was a heartbreaker. We had him on many, many times. Good friend of the show. And, you know, the opportunities that I had to play with him, saw him in Morocco and played in Morocco with him in the pro-am and practice rounds and that kind of thing. And just Kenny's a really good dude. And for him to be that close at that time in his career and have an opportunity to win, and us sitting right there watching everything transpire, it was heartbreaking for us. I'm sure heartbreaking for him. But as you said, all the support that he received and to be able to come on the show and even talk about that with us was one I will never forget.
Yeah, a great moment in the 25 years of golf right here on Real Golf Radio. He's got a contagious laugh, and the way he handled that. And you know what I'll say? It's always easier to watch golf when you don't care about the people that are playing. Do you know what right. I mean? Like, if you don't have a personal relationship with him, it just is a whole lot more enjoyable to just sit back and watch. We talk about a lot about 2003 and watching Mike Weir sitting greenside right there where he had to make that 7-8 footer or whatever up the hill. He left it woefully short and on the first putt, and he had to make that to get into a playoff. And just the silence. I mean, I thought my heart was going to like pound out of my chest. I'm like, can he hear my heart beating right now? My goodness. And where is he just like calmly just strokes that in and then goes and wins in a playoff. But man, yeah, it's unnerving when you actually care about that person and you want them to win. But
right.
Shoot.
Those relationships and the guys that you like to root for, when it means a lot to them, it also means a lot to us too, as guys that interview them on a regular basis and have a relationship with them. So yeah,
I try to remember exactly. That too. When the guy you're rooting for doesn't win, somebody else has a group of people that has known this individual for a long time, and they are just beside themselves seeing him or her achieve a dream, an accomplishment that they've always dreamt about, right? So even though somebody loses or several people lose potentially in a golf tournament, there's always the one that, you know, gets to, you know, fulfill those dreams and things. And that's what sports is, right? That's what it's all about. That's why we tune in to watch. So interesting stuff. So you speaking of tuning in to watch, you were talking about the new Netflix Full Swing season 2. By the way, that moment, I'll just little pull the curtain back here. I don't not sure it was as dramatic as they set it up to be, but I thought it was pretty impressive the way they edited that all together and made it seem really dramatic. Like Rory sits there at the podium and he's being asked about the live guys being there and so forth. And then he goes, yeah, I'm going to go play 9 holes with Brooks. And then they pan to a bunch of media all in there going, wow, I don't know what to make of this. And even Babs, we were hoping to get Babs on. He's working for the PGA Tour this week covering Bay Hill, and he wasn't available. But Babs was at the end, turns to another media member, and they're sitting there having this discussion. Like, they set the whole thing up like it was this big moment, you know, that everybody, the media almost like gasped. It really wasn't quite that way. But
no.
It was I'll never forget that. I was really tuned in on those interviews, which is probably why I looked like the thinking man there. But I was tuned in because there was so much, especially for a guy like Rory that was in the middle. He was sort of like the captain of the tour, PGA Tour guys.
Yep.
And then you had
the torch. Yep.
Right. And then you had the live guys, and it was sort of like good guys, bad guys stuff in a lot of ways. And so it was really interesting to see. And look, Rory showed then by saying he was going to go play and did go play golf with Brooks, play practice round.
Yeah.
And then what he's done since, even last week when he defused the whole Taylor Gooch comments, right?
Yeah.
Like he's done. I know people on the live side, they hate Rory and whatnot because he has said a lot of things. He doesn't like it, but there's a lot of us that haven't liked what's gone on with that and the way it's disrupted the game and you know, for the reasons and the reasons behind it all, for instance. But at the same time, I appreciate that Rory has taken this, let's try to also figure a way to all work this out together at this stage, right? And that's kind of where we're at. It's like, how do we figure this out? Now, you had dropped a little something. You got a nugget from a guy when you were in Morocco that suggested something was imminent before the Masters. But the last I heard was that Keith Pelley was quoted as saying just this last week, he doesn't see that happening. So it's somewhere between what the guy told you and what Pelley said.
Yeah. Yeah. The gentleman that I spoke with, I had dinner with while I was in Morocco with the TB World Tour. And he's the business manager for all the tours. For the DP World Tour, he oversees the whole thing, and he really felt that something was going to get done before the deadline, which is a week before Augusta. So you know, you take those quotes at their at their word, and whatever happens is going to happen. But you know, a lot of the people, a lot of the golfers, you know, players are softening their stance now, and they want to see the fractured game come back together. And you know, there's a lot going on. In fact, LIV Golf decided that they were going to pull their application for Royal Golf ranking points. And so there's a lot of things that are still happening, and we'll see what transpires between now and Augusta.
Yeah, we can talk about that too, right? And we hit it a little bit with Jerry Fultz's podcast last week, but We'll touch on that coming up here in just a little bit. But again, this week on the PGA Tour, it's the fourth of eight signature events on the PGA Tour as Bay Hill plays host to the Arnold Palmer Invitational and a 69-player field on the PGA Tour. It's a $20 million purse with $4 million going to the winner. Kurt Kitayama is the defending champ after holding off Rory McIlroy last year by a shot. McIlroy is the 2018 winner. And leads the field with six top tens and 10 starts at the Arnold Palmer. There's also a 36-hole cut in this event, and Xander Schauffele, which is interesting, looks to extend on his tour-leading 40 consecutive cuts in a row streak. The only eligible player not playing this week is Tony Finau, and we're not exactly sure why he's not playing, but he is not playing. By the way, the PGA Tour also playing the Puerto Rico Open. The entire field, Bob. Is playing for $4 million, which is the winner's check at Arnold Palmer this week. So there's the haves and the have-nots. Stay tuned. More of the show coming up next.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long-distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Talking Golf with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
One day you'll get it.
Here's Brian and Bob.
All right, welcome back to the show. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper with you. By the way, I left off there saying the haves and the have-nots. I think I should have said the haves and the have-mores.
Yes.
That's, I mean, look. Okay, it's a $4 million purse. That's not exactly have-not. That's just have not as much as the guys
and
playing somebody, for $20
million. Somebody's going to win. Yeah. Somebody's going to win in Puerto Rico, and they're going to make $1.5 million.
Well, $700,000, but still.
Oh, was it $700,000?
Well, it's only $4 million purse, so yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yep. That's right.
So $700,000. Right. Nevertheless, that's, hey, look, that money spends real nice.
Yeah.
And the exemption on the PGA Tour stands.
Yeah.
You're not in the Masters. You're not in the signature events, but you're getting 300 FedEx Cup points, and you got $700,000 in cash. So, and you got to win on the PGA Tour. Take it.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, absolutely. So... yeah, why not? By the way, it did make my day that Troy Merritt sent me a happy birthday text from Puerto Rico while he was playing out there. So he also dropped Senior Tour on me.
Did he?
Yeah.
Ooh, I like that. Mm-hmm. I like that. You've been pumping this up for the last year.
What's that?
That's 49, saying that you're getting old.
Yeah. I don't feel any different, though.
Yeah,
I went skiing.
I don't either.
I went. I know. My dad says the same thing, and he's 73. that's the weird part about it. You don't get that as a kid. You know what? I didn't ever factor. I never really played it out in my mind that I would actually turn 50. It's like when I turn 50. You know, I never had that thought. It's like, well, when I turn 21, when I turn 30, when I, you know, whatever. Yeah. But 50, almost seemed like you'd never get there. But hey, here we are.
Life's just starting, buddy.
Yeah. I just figured live every day like it's the last and try to get the most out of each day and try to be a good person along the way and help people when you can. So that's kind of what I've tried. And fortunately, I've been blessed with good family and friends and live in a good place. So yeah, thanks, man. Yep. I appreciate it.
You bet.
And thanks to everybody that reached out. I do appreciate it. And I tried to respond to everybody. So hopefully if you didn't hear from me, my apologies, but thank you very much for doing that. So Bay Hill, Bob, and we're going to talk players, and we're going to talk about the LIV withdrawing their world rankings, and Scotty Scheffler switched putters, which is kind of a big deal for number one player in the world. But Bay Hill, when you think about Bay Hill, what comes to mind? What are your thoughts about Bay Hill and the Arnold Palmer Invitational? I mean, look, this guy, Arnold Palmer, the king. I shouldn't even say this guy. That almost sounded irreverent. But the king was a contemporary of your dad. Right. And your dad battled him. In fact, your dad had one of the more signature victories over Arnold Palmer, defeating him at Olympic Club in the U.S. Open.
66.
Seven shots down with nine holes to play, tied him and then beat him in a playoff the next day. Right. I mean, so your dad and Arnold were tied through a lot of those times. What are your thoughts about the Arnold Palmer Invitation? What kind of recollections and what do you think of?
Well, of course, Mr. Palmer to begin with, and his graciousness whenever I was around, or you and I were around him that first time you went to Augusta, you know, the way he was gracious in his time and said, you know, we're sitting in the champions locker room and my dad says, you know, we've got a radio show and he wanted to do an interview right there on the spot. But he was always so gracious. I remember one time when I was at Augusta, I was probably 14 or 15 years old, maybe. And we went to this restaurant right across the street from Augusta National on Washington Road. And the restaurant was called the Green Jacket. Okay. They don't have it there anymore, but the restaurant was called the Green Jacket. We always used to go there to have a dinner. And Arnold came in and sat down and people had come up to him and asking him for autographs and that kind of thing. And I said to my dad, hey, I want to get an autograph from Mr. Palmer. And he goes, just go over and ask him. And so I went over there and he looked me right in the eye and he said, I'd be glad to sign that. He signed it, you know, and it was really cool. He made you feel like you were the only person in the room. Mm. And that's what I appreciated about him. Other than he was a guy that was a contemporary of my dad, and my dad fought him tooth and nail when they were playing golf. But also the golf course that he designed there is an amazing golf course. It's got some really risk reward shots, some tough holes. You know, the sixth hole, which is the par five, where you got to cut off the corner in the lake. You know, John Daly made an 18 on that hole, and this week. You had, let me see, what's his name? You had a guy, Tommy Fleetwood, made a 10 in the second round there, to miss the cut and on his way to an 80 in the second round. So, that's a really interesting hole and a crucial hole off the tee for the guys. And they just have to decide how much they're going to try to bite off if they're going to hit a really, really good shot. So, but it's a phenomenal course. I think about the 18th hole coming down, the 17th hole, the 16th hole, which is a par five, where you can make up some shots. 17's a tough shot, man. It's a long par three. And then the 18th hole over the water, Robert Gámez 1 year making a two on there to beat Greg Norman. So yeah, there's a lot of great stuff about Bay Hill. And it's a fun golf course. It really is a fun golf course.
Rory McIlroy has won back, as I said, back in 2018. He's got 6 top tens in 10 starts.
Wow.
Which is pretty good. He got off to a bit of a struggle in the first round and shot 73, came back with 70, moved up 24 spots, currently tied 25. But, you know, he spent quite a bit of time working on that putter after round number one. And so things went a little bit better for him in round number two. You mentioned Jordan Spieth, who's Rory McIlroy.
He's only played twice. He's only played twice at the API, and both times he finished fourth or tied for fourth.
Wow.
So
that's pretty good.
Not necessarily a golf course that fits his game, but yet he plays really well there. Probably fits his eye really, really well. So. And then you were talking about putters and Rory working on his putter. How about Scheffler getting 5 new putters during his off week and bringing, a spider out this week?
He's got the spider going.
Yeah, half inch longer, going back to the pistol grip, not the big grip. And, you know, that guy, all he has to do is putt just average. He doesn't have to be the best putter in the game, in the professional game. He just has to putt just average. And he lights it up and wins golf tournaments just because of his ball striking.
Well, in that first round, he had 31 putts.
Yeah.
With that spider. It's tied for 54th.
Yeah. And there's only, 68, 70 players, 80 players 69, playing?
69 players that are playing this week, yeah.
Yeah, so if you're 54th, if you can get up another couple of spots, just break even with your strokes game putting, he'll wipe the field out.
Yeah, he was number one strokes gained off the tee. He was 15th strokes gained approach the green. He's 27th strokes gained around the green. And then he drops to 55th in putting after that first round. So, that's the whole key of it, right? So it's tough. But look, like I say, if you have the entire golf industry at your disposal, you got to switch putters up. It's going to be a mental thing. It's going to be a challenge. And I know you just want to put it behind you. And the more you change putters, the more it gets brought up and you get asked questions about it and all that kind of thing. But you can take a new putter as like a kind of a new friend, if you will.
Yeah.
And one that doesn't know all the baggage and the history that you carry around that maybe all your older friends know about, right? So you can take this new friend with you. And you can just create good memories going forward. And you know what? If that relationship lasts for a round or two or 10, and then you have to change and find another new friend, I'm all about that. I get it. Golf is hard. Whatever's going to get that ball in the hole. I remember, Bob, I've tried putters. I got 5 or 6 of them lined up right here next to my studio here. And I remember you said, and I would be out putting with him. I'm like, man, I'm stroking this thing. It's rolling so good. It's just burning some edges right now. And you said something like your dad I don't know. What did your dad say about that?
I got this new putter and I'm hitting putts with it and I'm burning edges and stuff like that. And he goes, you need to get a new putter. And I said, what do you mean? It rolls really well. It's hitting edges. I'm really close. And he goes, if it's not going in the hole, guess what? Get rid of it.
No, don't check your alignment. No. Don't do any of that. Just get a new putter.
If it's not going in the hole, get a new one.
That's the theme. That's the theme for
yep
for today. All right. Hey, Live Golf drops their petition for world ranking points. Now, we had mentioned, and Jerry Foltz, by the way, in his podcast was right on. He said, essentially, at this point in time, even if they did start allowing them to have world ranking points, all of them have slipped to the point where they're not going to be able to really rise to where they were in the first place. So now they're taking the stance of, let's go ahead and discredit the world golf ranking by not even being interested in the world golf ranking and try to make that the talking point, which would cause, in their mind, hopefully cause a change to be made in the qualifications to get into major championships and other big events. What do you think?
Well, I also thought it was interesting that they had their number one player who jumped over John Rahm, who jumped on board and basically said the same thing, that the world golf rankings are outdated. And he has been very vocal about the world golf rankings before when he was playing on the PGA Tour primarily. But, you know, it's interesting they take this stance now that they're not included. And again, it's the same stance of bend towards our will, not us towards your will, because we're the new one on the block and we want you to do what we say. And so it's kind of interesting. But I think it's a bad move. It's a bad move on their part because they didn't see that anything was going to happen. Or they didn't decide to change their outlook and the way they're playing the game to conform with the world golf rankings.
Well, and if you don't, then obviously it's going to handicap the guys that are on your tour. Hey, when we come back, as we mentioned, Derek Fox, a little bit more on custom fitting next right here on Real Golf Radio.
Now, during Staples Print Big Sale, get $20 off your print purchase of $100 or more, $50 off your print purchase of $200 or more, and $100 off your print purchase of $300 or more. So the more you print at Staples, the more you save. To demonstrate, print at Staples, you save. But if you print at Staples, you save. See how that works? Staples Print Big Sale. Print more, save more. Up to $100. Ends 4/6. Visit staples.com/print for details.
People who come to Cricut stay with Cricut, just like our customer Paul.
I run a farm with my family, and thanks to Cricut 5G, I know they can reach me, even when I'm out walking our dog Valentine.
Good dog, Valentine. Big nationwide 5G. Get fast 5G on 4 lines for only $25 per month each. Smile. You're on Cricut.
Real customer pay for testimonial. Discounts vary per line. Cricut 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
You're in luck if you want to make a career out of saving the planet. According to a new IBM and Morning Consult study, most employers are looking to hire or train people with both green and tech skills. IBM is stepping in to help by giving students, job seekers, and career changers access to free online courses to earn credentials on these topics. The courses offer basic training for green tech jobs in just about any industry. More courses and credentials are being added all the time at skillsbuild.org. Justina Nixon, Chief Impact Officer.
Rewarding jobs that help the environment now have a strong technology component. Employers really need people that can combine both disciplines. IBM Skills Build is a great way to get prepared for careers in the new green economy.
IBM Skills Build also provides free resources available for teachers, like student activity kits and lesson plans. Head to skillsbuild.org and see how free courses and credentials on green tech topics can give you an edge. Sponsored by IBM.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. Or how much easier it is to move mountains of soil with the 1 Series tractor. We could even go into detail about how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get in the seat or visit a dealer near you.
This March, Wendy's is fueling the madness with amazing deals on their hamburgers made with fresh, never frozen beef.
Like a juicy Dave single for a buck and a fresh $2 Dave's double with an app offer.
It's such a good deal, we wrote a little ditty about it.
Get it for a buck. Dave single, order in the app. Dave single, get it for a buck. Choose wisely, choose Wendy's official hamburger March Madness.
Limited time offer. Participating U.S. Wendy's. See offer details and redeem at Wendy's app. Account registration required. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S. and Alaska.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
All right, welcome back to Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, and time to talk a little golf clubs and custom fitting and instruction with our good friend. He's the founder of Impact Golf. Derek Fox joins us right now. You can check him out at impactgolfcenter.com. Derek, how are you, man?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Good. It's good to have you back on the show. Here we are in a new year, and it's springtime and new season. You've got a lot of manufacturers that have come out with their new equipment. And, you know, look, at places like Utah, where we're jonesing to get out and play some golf, but we're in a seasonal climate, and the skiing's premier right now, but we're starting to get little tastes of springtime, and the snow's melted. A lot of golf courses are starting to open up intermittently when the weather allows. So I'm guessing you're starting to see it ramp up there where, you know, players are jonesing to get out and try some new gear, huh?
Yeah. March, April, May are always usually really slammed in the fitting world. You know, all the new stuff launched kind of late January, February. People are still kind of buried, and now they're starting to get the itch, and, you know, the ideas of new clubs start to get in their heads. I think the marketing ramps up this time of year, it seems like, too, and golf season on tour ramps up. They see all the new people playing it. So, yeah, March, April, May is always usually busy for us. On the fitting circuit. So it's fun. It's fun to get the new stuff, see how people hit it, and see kind of what surprises are out there for the year. So
I always like to ask you this, just you kind of got the finger on the pulse as people are coming in. I assume that when people come in, they got their eye on something like, hey, I want to try this new driver or these new irons, or I heard about this new hybrid or what have you. What's kind of the buzz? What's the demand from that you're seeing so far early on in the fitting season?
I mean, I definitely think, you know, the two giants of Callaway and TaylorMade, you know, they're coming out with some good marketing, and the AI smoke has been really taking off for me so far this year. A lot of people are interested in that. The QI10, in my opinion, is a big step up, not only in cosmetics, feel, performance-wise. You know, that new TaylorMade is a lot more forgiving than last year. So I actually think last year was maybe a little bit of a down year for me on TaylorMade standards. I think this will be another good one. You know, Ping's always popular because, you know, Ping tends to, you know, they claim to design the golf club for the everyday golfer. So always touted to be the most forgiving. And so I do well with all those. I mean, the Titleist too, we've had a really good run with the TSR series. So that'll be phasing out by the fall. But I mean, it's been a great couple of years to get fit for drivers. I mean, obviously they're regulated by the rules, but they're making them more forgiving. And I've really been impressed with the drivers the last couple of years. And so, yeah, it's been good. Iron-wise, you know, we do really well here with all the brands that, you know, Strixon. We really have done well with their product line, with the forging process they use, the Japanese forge, the V-Sol. You know, the Mizuno lines have been starting to take off really good. Obviously, you always do well with the P790s, and, you know, the new Apex Pros just came out. So I know we just got a shiny set of those built up, and this year's Apex Pro I like much better than last batch, so I would expect another really good run with those as well. So
I love it. Derek Fox, Impact Golf, joining us here on Real Golf Radio. So, yeah, let's talk a little bit about that. It's my 50th this week, and you guys were awesome to get that build together. So shout out to my friends at Callaway and Fujikura for sending the components over, and, you know, always rely on you to build those there at Impact. You've been not only my golf instructor, but to building clubs for me for a long, long time. But what am I looking forward to? Because to be honest with you, I had a demo day. I didn't get in. You're so busy these days, Derek. And I kind of have, I'll say this, I kind of have a, like maybe my specs are kind of in my mind. I feel like what I've been hitting has been working. You know, I've actually really liked the previous Apex Pro. So I kind of just built them to the same specs. But what can I expect? I got this Axiom shaft that's new to me. And then these new heads, the Apex Pros from Callaway.
Yeah, so the Apex Pro has a little, they did a much higher quality steel in the forging process of the faceplate on that. They are injection molded, so you get some of that forgiveness. I feel like in testing, sometimes when you get that injection molding, you always run the risk of some heaters. Just because you're adding that forgiveness in, I feel like the Apex Pro in testing so far has kind of minimized the heater. You still have it a little bit, but not maybe as much as some of the other injection molded irons. And plus the feel off the face is super soft, going with the softer steel on the face plate. Clean look from the top line. I mean, they look like blades and they're fairly forgiving clubs. So it gets you kind of that classic look. Mixed with the Axiom shafts, we're one of the top Fujikura dealers in the world, and we're big fans of what they do at Fujikura. The VeloCore technology is kind of a game changer with kind of stabilizing the tip of shafts to eliminate some of the gear effect, tighten your dispersions. They added that into the Axiom line last year. It is a little bit of a higher price point graphite shaft, but graphite, I think you'll see more and more people go to as the technology keeps getting better, like the Axiom. It's definitely... We've done really well with it here. To have a graphite shaft, that you get maybe some of the benefits of graphite for wear and tear on your body, the trajectory, spin, but you also get some of the stability that you want in steel with that VeloCore tip. So it's a really good product that we're really excited about here at Impact Golf. So it's been an awesome set, dude.
I'm excited to go play. Yeah. Derek Fox joining us here on Real Golf Radio. All right, so let's do this again, because I know there's people listening. They're like, yeah, thanks. Glad you got a new set of clubs. But what do I do? What's my move? You know, how do I go in there? How do I get a hold of Derek? How do I even start the process? Tips for guys out there that are looking at a new set and, trying to decide what's best for them. Take us through kind of a little step-by-step on how to get started on picking out a new set of irons. Or driver, for that matter.
Get set up. So our phone number is 801-987-8934. Just call. I have myself plus four other certified fitters working for me now that I've personally trained, and they've shadowed me for some of them going on 3-4 years. So they're awesome fitters. All my fitters are either golf professionals or college players or mini tour players. I'm a big fan of trying to hire great players that I can teach to be great fitters. So you call, get the appointment first for whatever you want. We charge a fitter's fee, and then we discount that 50% with the purchase of any clubs. From there, we run you through a pretty extensive process. I mean, you've been through it before. We have a ton of shaft head combinations. Try to find out what the best combination is for you. We do only fit to the upgraded components here. Because, we're big believers in the shaft piece is just as important as the head piece. One of the things that does make us different, though, is we have added a good option to purchase, which I didn't always have. But, price points can get pretty pricey when you start throwing upgraded shafts in a full set. So we run, at the end of the fitting, we go through a price. We kind of have three options to buy the clubs. We have a good option, a better option, and a best option. Your good option is actually a recommended stock price. So it'd be very price competitive to a big box store online. But what you're going to get there is, as the fitter, we'll go into the back office and find the free upgrade that is closest to the expensive upgrade. So we'll look at profiles, spin profiles, kick points, weight. We'll do all that research for you so that if you are on a little bit of a budget, we'll try to pick. When I first started fitting, there were no options there. It was just an RS and an X. Now there are, but it still is kind of a tricky thing to navigate. So let us find the profile that fits you the best and then try to find the best match on the free upgrade. I mean, golf clubs are expensive now anyway. So even if you're going to buy something, get fit, come in here, you know, we can get you that good option as well, which is pretty exciting that we're offering that now. Kind of a price competitive point. And then we, from there, it's upgrades. You know, we do a free basic build with every upgraded shaft you buy through us. So we'll cut it and glue it in at no charge. And then we do offer our best product is when we add the tour build to it, which includes SST shaft curing, which we're massive advocates of here. It kind of aligns the shaft, shows us where we should glue it in. So it'll have the best stability, best performance and consistency. You know, I've got a lot of stories that are fun about curing. One of my favorites is actually with Bob. He did a driver, loved it. Then I saw him in a scramble, wasn't loving it. I saw his grip was crooked. So I'm like, well, you rotated your pure point. It was like on the third hole of the scramble. And so I unscrewed it, screwed it back into the pure point. And he didn't miss a fairway the rest of the day. So a lot of stories like that where the curing, I mean, if you're going to spend that kind of money on a shaft, we really feel like it's up there, but we want to give people options. So we got options for every budget, but you know, don't sacrifice a great fit because you think that, you know, I mean, an awesome, really great set of custom with upgraded shafts can get pricey, but we don't want you to scare that away from a great experience here at Impact. And then we can work with you to design whatever package you need to fit within your budget. So that's kind of something we're pushing a lot more this year and trying to just make sure everybody gets what they need for the price they can afford. So we're excited about that. And like I said, I got awesome fitters that work for me. I work with them personally every day, making sure they're on top of things. They shadow me quite a bit. So, you know, just trying to teach my skills to some eager, awesome golfers that can help more people with their game. So
I love it. And Derek, if somebody has a particular brand that they want to play when they come in, I'm sure maybe that's their focus, but they might want to try a couple others. What do you say about that? If you're a fan of a brand and you want to stick with it, do you just kind of fit the right shaft? I mean, what, or do guys say, hey, I'm seeing better numbers with this other club that I didn't think I wanted, and they stick with what's the ratio of I came in with my heart set on this and I switched to this just purely on the numbers? Or do people, when they love a product, that helps them maybe swing it a little with a little more confidence?
So our comment that I make to a lot of these people is you're paying them to pay their clubs, not the other way around like the pros. So I try to get them to be fairly brand agnostic because it's like, look, you know, you're here to get what you hit the best. Obviously, we're going to hit the brands you like, but be open-minded. And most guys coming to me are pretty open-minded. And once we can show them the results of what's the best, they tend to go for it. I obviously am, I'm taking the player's feedback a lot as well as a fitter. You know, you got to like what you see. You got to like what it feels like. I mean, you got to like what you're looking down at. And so it doesn't matter if it's necessarily the best, if you can't stand looking at it. So I do train my fitters to take that into account. You know, some guy, I do have the rare guy that will just play Titleist or he'll just play Ping. And that's fine. You know, at that point, they're your clubs. So our job at that point would be, you know, if you are stuck and you just want one brand, our job would be to make that the best possible selection within that brand as possible. But I would caution people anytime you get fit to have an open mind because it's shocking to me how often somebody comes in expecting one brand to be what they want. They walk out with something else and they love it. It's also shocking to me as a fitter how often I think somebody will hit a certain thing really well and be like, oh, that guy's going to be perfect for this club. And then they end up hitting something totally different, better. And I think a lot of that does have some to do with that subconscious look and feel and the waiting and, you know, kind of the wand picks you, you know? So it's definitely something that the experience is fun. So coming in with an open mind, I think, is always a positive.
I love that you ended on that. It is fun. It's a fun process to go through. It's cool. It gives you a lot of confidence knowing you've been custom fit and that this is made for you and your swing. Derek, thanks so much, man. We're going to have you on again and talk instruction because, again, I love your approach to the swing and it's helped me a ton for sure. So really appreciate you sharing some insights. Again, check out impactgolfcenter.com where you can you got all the information there. You can book your time, schedule, give them a call and get on the fitting list and go get fit for your favorite new product or what might become your favorite new product once Derek gets done with you and you go through that process. Appreciate you, man. We'll talk to you again real soon.
Yeah, you bet. One quick thing, too. We do have two new locations coming in Kaysville and St. George. So be looking for those if you need to get fit in some of the other areas. So
I love that. Exciting. That's right. Congratulations on the expansion for sure. All right, that was Derek Fox joining us here on Real Golf Radio, and had a chance to catch up with him late the other night. Bob, you heard him talk about kind of coming in brand agnostic a little bit. I think it's okay to have your biases and what you like to play. I think that says a lot, as he mentioned, but also be open to, you know, what it is that might be better fit for you. And I think that's something, unless you just can't stand to look down on it.
Yeah.
Look, if the numbers are telling you one thing, then you could probably really get behind something.
You know, what's amazing is in today's day and age of golf equipment and, you know, the designers and the engineers and everything that goes on, there are so many great products in the game right now. We happen to like and love Callaway and what they do for us. You know, you got a new set of irons. I had new irons last year. You got the new AI smoke driver, and I'm waiting to get mine. But keep your options open, and go by what the numbers say, and you know what, you're going to have a better experience and a lot more fun in what you're able to do with your golf game if you're looking and getting fit for new equipment.
Yeah, and I think it's, you know, look, it's relative. I look at golf balls, for instance. You know, mm-hmm. Everybody's just going to play Titleist because that's what they play on tour. And the Titleist golf balls are really good. When I play Titleist, there's certain conditions that I feel like I spin it a little too much. You know, so, but I also really like the greenside control. So it kind of depends on what your game is, right? I mean, yeah. How do you like shots to react? How do you affect the golf ball with your swing? You know, things like that. So, and you can, I mean, the fit on the golf ball is right there with your fit on the driver, irons, wedges, putter, everything, right? Putter's another interesting. Some people like inserts. Some people like just that forged. You know, the feel is a little bit different. Do you like it a little firmer feel, a little softer feel coming off the face? So, I mean, there's just so many things. Take that all in, get fit, and that's how you really, really enjoy the game. It's a plus, as I, like I just said there, it's a fun process, and appreciate Derek. I mean, he's been a good friend and a good asset to us to be able to get some of these fittings done for us. So, hey, stay tuned. Hour number two is coming up next right here on Real Golf Radio.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com. How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it, and you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently? And now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
I'm Laura Winters.
As if our democracy is on the line, because it is. We must re-elect Joe Biden and Kamala Harris.
You're listening to First Lady Jill Biden as she warms up the crowd in Philadelphia ahead of the president's speech there Friday.
MAGA Republicans and Donald Trump want to pass a national ban on the right to choose, period. Well, take it seriously, folks, because that's what they're heading for. Hear me loud and clear. This will not happen on my watch.
Former President Trump taking to his social media platform, Truth Social, to weigh in on Biden's State of the Union address.
Joe Biden's sad excuse for a State of the Union address aside, here are the facts. When I left office, we gave Joe Biden the most secure border in U.S. history. We gave him Remain in Mexico, very tough to get, but I got it. Safe Third Agreements, the asylum ban, Title 42, 571 miles of border wall, rapid deportations, and much more. We had the safest border in the history of our country. As soon as he got in, Crooked Joe and his radical left lunatics deliberately dismantled each and every one of those policies that were so good.
In other news, the Justice Department is resisting Hunter Biden's efforts to have tax charges against him thrown out. USA's John Schaefer on the story.
Hunter Biden, son of the president, contends that they lack legal merit and stem from a conspiracy theory, as per court documents. His legal team asserts that the case ought to be dropped due to the alleged unlawful appointment of special counsel David Weiss and the continued validity of the plea agreement between Weiss and Biden. The argument is similar to one former President Trump is using in his own special counsel declaration.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Our top story, President Biden speaks in Philly, but before boarding Air Force One, reporters asking him whether he will debate former President Trump if he is the Republican nominee. To that, Biden replies,
"It depends on his behavior."
And Vice President Kamala Harris weighing in on whether Biden should debate Trump.
"We'll get to that at some point and we'll deal with that."
To Texas now, where the Smokehouse Creek wildfire that has destroyed more than 1 million acres of the Texas panhandle is now about 75% contained. Fire crews trying to bring the flames under control. Meanwhile, the Texas A&M Forest Service says its investigators have come to the conclusion that power lines ignited both the Smokehouse Creek fire and the nearby Windy Deuce fire. At least 2 people killed, homes destroyed, and thousands of cattle killed as well. Xcel Energy, the main power provider in the Texas panhandle, denies its equipment was the cause of these wildfires. And she hopes to be an inspiration to women around the world. USA's Ryan Daniels on the first woman to sail solo all the way around the globe. Here's his report.
29-year-old Cole Brower grew up on Long Island. Now, she's a global solo challenge champion, sailing into Spain early Thursday after a 30,000-mile adventure. She was forced to sail through hurricane-force winds and 30-foot-high waves at certain points.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for Innovative Wellness Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, Innovative Wellness Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness Center. At 515-355-3200.
Well, we have nine more holes to go, so how about you two fellas follow me to the 10th tee?
On to the back nine, hour number two of Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper, son of Hall of Famer Billy Casper.
Two players down the middle on the 10th hole.
Here's Brian and Bob.
Thank you very much, and welcome into the back nine, hour number two of Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper. At Real Golf is where you can find us on X, join the conversation, and be sure if you missed any part of the show, we get that digital stuff. You can download Real Golf Radio wherever your favorite podcast is found. Just search for Real Golf Radio, or at Real Golf is where you can find us. We got a good hour for you here on the back nine. We're going to have a little caddy talk with America's favorite caddy. Oh my gosh, he takes a... this guy... You know we love him, but sometimes his mind, it just goes. It just goes places, and you got to shut it down.
Well, and that's what's fun about the caddy is, you know, the interaction between us and him. You know, we've known him for quite a while. You know, we talk to him all the time. We text back and forth. We send Instagrams to each other, you know, and text back and forth while we're watching golf tournaments and everything. Caddy's awesome, and we love having him on the show every week.
Yeah, he's going to give us some thoughts on the players, because he and his player won the Players' Championship.
Yep.
Ah,
that is true.
Hey, if you're tuning in here to 2005, if you want to look it up. By the way, we dropped, was it in hour one? I can't remember now. Or was it in the caddy conversation where we dropped a player that was a surprise winner of the Players, and that was Craig Perks.
Yes, Craig Perks.
Yeah. I believe he chipped in a couple of times
to
win that one. The defending champ of the Players next week is one Scottie Scheffler, who's number one in the world and who is trying a new putter this week out at Bay Hill. And he's gone with that new Spider. Well, not new, but he's gone with us new to him, the Spider putter from TaylorMade. Yeah. Of course, he's a TaylorMade staffer, and he's given that a shot. And look, I'm all about it. I don't mind. If you feel like you can, you know, use the extra effort, why not? And
there's one more thing he's also doing is he doesn't have a line on his golf ball anymore to line up for putting. He's only using the line on the putter. That way he can be more creative or be more touch and feel on the greens.
Really?
Yes.
Huh. So you've got lines to help line you up, but then you've got the idea that no lines will allow you to be creative and get it into the hole creatively. Okay.
Yeah. Just use the face.
Okay. Well, all right. I guess it is what it is. Hey, we got to take a short break. We'll come back. Stay tuned. The Caddy joins us next right here on Real Golf Radio.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
This Valentine's Day, there are a lot of things we shouldn't compromise on, like choosing a partner or even caring for your cat. Most cat parents don't want to use a litter with additives, dyes, or synthetic fragrances, but also don't believe natural options offer quality odor control. That's where new PetSafe Premium Natural Litter comes in. With uncompromising odor control and no harmful chemicals, it's the obvious choice for a sweet-smelling Valentine's celebration at home. When it comes to house guests and having loved ones over, cat parents are concerned about the chemicals they bring into their home. Over-scented, perfumey litter is a huge red flag for many cat parents. PetSafe 100% natural litter ensures a pure, healthy, chemical, and odor-free home. And this Valentine's Day, PetSafe is on a mission to help cat owners and their house guests smell the roses so they don't have to compromise. They can have an all-natural litter and superior odor control for up to 21 days. For more information, visit PetSafe.com or head to Walmart to pick up a bag.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season, you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a Samsung Galaxy A14 included when you buy an extended Silver Unlimited plan. Yeah. So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah!
Switch to Straight Talk for plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at straighttalk.com. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. Online only. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
Progressive presents good news, bad news, dumb news, then great news. Good news. Your coworker Kyle said bundling home and auto insurance with Progressive could save you money. Bad news. While saying this, Kyle was eating your clearly labeled lunch. Dumb news. Pizza near work costs $7 a slice, and it tastes like drywall covered in ketchup. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and enjoy more lunches far away from Kyle. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio, Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, and it's time for America's favorite caddy.
There are bag rats, and then there are caddies.
Maybe.
Pro jocks who are legends in caddy shacks across the PGA Tour.
While we can neither confirm nor deny the existence of this legendary looper,
here he is. The Caddy on Real Golf Radio.
Yeah, the Caddy joins us each and every week right here on Real Golf Radio. Caddy, what is up?
Well, it's a cold morning here in Denver, Colorado. So I'm saying.
Yeah.
Just not right. Yeah.
It happens. It's springtime in the Rockies, man. One day it's snowing, the next day you're golfing. It just happens.
Crazy. Whew.
By the way, I think did you like my intro there? I think I kind of that was like almost my best Jim Rome there. What is up, Caddy? What is up? That's not even a good Jim Rome.
No, it's not.
I don't watch Jim Rome hardly at all. I certainly am familiar with him and his clones. But I'm not a big Romer. Is that what you call it, Romer?
No, just a clone. That's it. If you're
just a clone.
Sounds like the Caddy's on his way to lunch, maybe.
Maybe?
Yeah. Connect to Apple CarPlay. There we go. How about that?
Hey, you did it.
Okay.
Am I going to start having these issues now that I've turned 50? I'm going to start having trouble like connecting with my car and dealing with technology and such?
Oh, yeah, you're way too old.
You guys
yeah, he is, isn't he? It's all the younger generation, and Brian's not considered that anymore.
If you got a four in front of that year, you're too old.
Mm.
It's over.
And yep. If you've got a five, then you're really down the hill.
Let's go. My favorite text that I got yesterday was, "Welcome to the senior tour, BT."
And for those of you who don't know, Brian Taylor, my co-host, turned 50 yesterday.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Oh, buddy. Boy.
Thank you.
He turned in 50? Did you break 100?
Yeah, I was starting to think. It's like that really isn't a good golf number, is it? There's no good 50 golf number.
How about 50 Tommy wins on Fleetwood?
Tour. I told you guys.
50 wins on tour. Billy Casper, 51.
Yeah, 52.
50, yep. Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
When is let's compare that. Rory McIlroy has, 23 wins?
24,
23, yeah, 24, something like that.
I mean, he's got to repeat his career, basically. Now, granted, he does have four majors, right? But
yeah, my dad had three.
Your dad had three. So he has to repeat his career to not catch your dad for tour victory. That's how many. Right. I mean, what's your dad? Fourth all time? Fifth all time? He's got to
no,
be.
No, seventh. Seventh.
Seventh all time, really?
Seventh in career wins. Yeah.
That's a lot of wins.
Should be tied for six with Byron Nelson. But they took away his Havana win.
Havana in Cuba.
Well, I know they messed around with a lot of Sam Snead's wins, too.
They did, yep.
I like it when Jack, they'd interview Jack when he got a little older in his late 30s and 40s, and they'd be bringing up him winning this or that. He goes, he'd always say, like, "I really can't remember." And I'm thinking, you know you've won a lot when you're not yet 50 years old and you can't remember some of your wins. That's a sign that you're really good. You know what? I don't remember winning that, but I'm glad you reminded me. Okay.
Hey, Caddy, what's the saying?
Yeah.
What's the saying? You're not a tour player unless you don't remember how many times you've broken 67.
I thought he said how many times you shot 63 or better.
Oh, 63, 64, something like that.
I would say, I would wager that on the PGA Tour, guys do not know how many competitive rounds they've shot 66 or better in.
Oh.
I think the guys at the top end were going 63 or better. Like if you're a top 30 guy, there's no way you know how many times you shot 63 or better in competition. I can tell you, guy I caddied for a lot, I don't think he could tell you how many times he shot 62 or better in competition. That's crazy. That's how good they are. That good. They just are that good.
That's awesome.
Yep.
How about 59? Yep. Does your player know how many times he shot 59?
My player shot 59 in a pro-am and changed putters the next day for the first round.
That's brain damage right there.
I mean, he said, I just didn't like the way it felt. And he three-putted the very first hole of the tournament. Yep.
With the new putter.
With the new putter, of course. 59 and changed putters. That shows you how the mental stability of professional golfers, it just doesn't exist.
And you couldn't put an axe to that? You couldn't put a stop on that and say, wait a second?
I was not caddying for him at the time. This is a story he relayed to me. So Robert Zielinski, good guy, he was caddying, and the player said when he hits his first putt 6 feet by from 20 feet, he looked over and Robert's sitting on the bag with his head in his hands, and he said, man, there was a lot of pressure on that six-footer, and I missed it. Yeah.
All right. Spectacular. So, that's a good segue into Scottie Scheffler. He went to the TaylorMade Spider putter this week. He switched putters.
Yeah, I have no problem with that. I mean, there's very few guys who didn't switch putters during their career. Ben Crenshaw would come to mind. I don't think Ben switched putters. He might have thrown Little Ben a few times, but never injured him. So,
Little Ben.
The name of his putter.
Little Ben. Really?
That's what he called his putter.
That's awesome.
Was an 8802?
Was that an 8802? Yeah. Bob, you know, I never had an 8802. I always wanted one, and I never had one growing up.
Oh, I did. I had a couple of them.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, you were a little more privileged than me. That's all I'm saying.
I just wrote that down. Caddy's wish list, an 8802 putter.
Well, way back when,
But you don't want one.
Oh, those are beautiful putters.
So if we came up with an 8802 now, you wouldn't be as excited?
Oh, I'd be happy to have one, but I'm not actively seeking a relationship right now. So there you go.
So speaking of those putters, TaylorMade set him 5 different putters.
Really?
All half inch longer, and I guess the one he's playing with this week has a pistol grip, so it's gone. He's gone away from the bigger grip that most guys use, or a lot of guys are using. So this is like totally brand new, totally off the chart.
Well, I mean, why not, right? We've talked about Scottie Scheffler and his statistics everywhere but the putter are off the hook, right? I mean, he's number one in the world for his ball striking, and yet he seems to be struggling with the putter. So if you've got the entire golf industry at your disposal, man, send some putters. Let's go. Let's find something. I don't care if we switch weekly. If it's feeling good, we're rocking, baby. Let's go.
So if Scottie's putted with a certain kind of putter most of his career, here's what's going to happen. He's going to change to something else. He'll do it for a while. He may have a couple wins with it, but he will go back to the original putter.
Caddy's calling.
Everybody goes home eventually.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just need a break from your partner, and that's, you know, you got to kind of rejuvenate. And did I say partner? I meant putter.
Yes, right. I was gonna say. Just disclaimer: this is not marriage advice from the caddy. Just saying.
Maybe that was a Freudian slip, a caddian slip. I don't know. What do we call that? A Bagger-Vancian slip? Anyway, Someone very wise once said, "Yeah, you got to put that putter down sometimes and put it in its place and make it understand it's not the boss and it can be replaced, even though it can. But make it think it can." Right, then it'll behave better. Putters are—they may not be inanimate objects, right? I mean, yeah.
And at the same time,
sleep with his putter. Didn't Speed say he slept with his putter sometimes?
I think he legit.
I'm not making this up. I think legit. Didn't I hear that somewhere?
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, did it have like? Did it complain if he grab the covers?
Okay.
I don't know.
All right. Anyway. Hey, so on the same subject, Caddy, do you see his mind? I can't even imagine when he was sitting in a caddy, in a caddy barn back in the day. Like he had an hour to kill. What's just like how the different, like if you were to spider graph his thoughts, like how far off in left field would you be before you actually came to anything?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Oh my.
Hey, I want.
I don't know. Caddy doesn't think outside the box. He's not even in the same room as the box.
There's no box in the caddy's life.
There's no box. Phil looks at me like, wow, you're thinking weird, dude. I mean, that's pretty scary, right?
Yeah,
Phil thinks you're thinking weird.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, on that, Caddy, we're going to take a quick break. More with the Caddy coming up next right here on Real Golf Radio.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long-distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Talking golf with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
One day you'll get it.
Here's Brian and Bob.
Welcome back to the show. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, and America's favorite caddy, picking up where we left off. So you guys already gave me the birthday thing. I got a new set of irons. That's the big thing. So the new Apex Pro irons with the new Fujikura shafts in them, the new iron shafts, the Axioms. So it's basically the same iron I've been playing. I played the 2019s, I played the 2021s, and now the 24 version. But this is definitely a new shaft. Haven't hit them yet, so I'm excited. So tell me, what's your thoughts about a new set of irons? Because they're shiny, they're sitting right here in the closet, and they're just begging to be hit right now.
Yeah, it's a little bit like getting a new car. That first nick really gets to you, but after a little bit of weathering, it's okay and it doesn't bother you anymore. But yeah, the first nick on those new irons will bother you a little bit. So you got to get over that.
I think irons wear out.
I think you have to, guys change wedges. Didn't VJ change wedges like every week or something?
Every week.
Yeah.
Yep.
Every week.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yep.
But
new set of wedges.
How many people hit 7,000 wedges a week though? So yeah.
You gotta
consider that. Right. No, the new clubs, Brian, I remember my first set of shiny new clubs when I was about 14 years old. They were, I think they were McGregor MTs. Can't remember exactly what they were, but boy, they looked good. And oh man, yeah. Sweet getting a new set of clubs.
Do you like the way they hit?
Do I? Are you asking me or are you asking Caddy?
No, I'm talking to Caddy. Oh. Ask him if he liked the way his MPs hit.
Yeah.
Gregor's.
So here's the thing about the Caddy. When I was most of my golfing life until I started kind of not playing anymore, I hit it solid a lot. I didn't tend to miss the sweet spot. Like I have the little dime size wear out in my old clubs from back when I was playing junior, and I wasn't a very good player, but man, I hit it solid most of the time. I don't know. I don't anymore. I need the big face now with a lot of forgiveness. I'm sure I love them. I'm sure they felt good. Everything feels good when you hit it dead center. right?
You know, you were just saying that dime spot. I can remember seeing my dad's set of irons from his first 13 years on tour. He never changed his irons, only changed the grips.
Wow.
And those were leather, and they had to put them on, wrap them on. But his Wilson Staff irons from his first 13 years on tour had dime spots on every single one of them. And that was the set of irons he made his first $1 million with. Took him 13 years.
Yeah, that's impressive. I heard that probably back then you're not going to change irons as much because they couldn't match them as well. The shafts were probably right. All different. Everything was different. So there's that story about Bobby Jones. They said they checked his clubs out, inspect them and weighed them and all that. And he had a smorgasbord of different clubs, and apparently they all matched really well. He just did it by feel, and your dad probably did the same thing.
Yeah.
I guess. And yeah, it's a different world, you know, but boy, the dime size wear out. Yeah. I wonder though, do you think the new clubs with the more forgiving, faces and especially the big headed drivers, they probably don't teach you to hit the sweet spot as well because you just don't have to anymore. So that's another reason you can develop speed now that you couldn't develop then.
Right.
Because you have to put the club head on the ball more accurately with the old equipment. It's that simple.
I agree, Caddy. 100%.
So what's the key to breaking in a new set of irons? Do you just take them out and play? Or do you hit balls with them? Do you kind of start, you know, playing a few rounds, but you stick with your gamers for a while? Or do you just cold turkey, you're going unless they don't feel good?
15 or 20 with each club. Right, Caddy?
Yeah, I think if you're talking about breaking in a new set of irons, we need to get to Terrell Hatton on the show to tell us how to do that.
Okay. Let's see what he did there.
Right? Hey, he's the guy. He's the guy. No, it's cold turkey. Just put him in the bag and go. I mean, come on. Let's go. Just fire it up. Jump right in. Deep end of the pool. Cold water. Dive in. You don't dip your toe in cold water. You dive in. Let's go.
All right. Besides that, you got to enjoy the honeymoon phase. So you put them in there, and you know you're going to shoot a good score because you're just so excited to hit each one of those irons. They're going to be good.
I think they're going to feel better, right? They're just going to feel better. But look, there's probably something to be said about the faces grabbing the ball a little better than the older clubs. They're not. That's why VJ's changing wedges, right? It's wearing out a little bit, and there's probably a little less friction when you hit the ball, and you know, and who knows? Do the shafts fatigue over time? I don't know. Maybe you got to be Ray Floyd, who could apparently tell the difference of two swing weights if you handed him a club. Maybe you need that crazy feel to understand an effect like that, but I don't know. It's mental too, right? It's not that golf's a mental game at all, but
right.
If it was, right, you just go out there and maybe you just feel better with them in your hands and you hit it better because you feel better. I mean, that's a huge part of the game anyway.
Hey, Caddy, before we let you go, next week it's the Players, and I know this is a special one. This was one of the signature wins that you had as a caddy. Just give us a little preview. What are your thoughts when you think about the Players?
A major without being called a major is my first thought. It's the fifth major. I felt like that before I had a Players Championship flag on the wall. But I'll tell you what I really like about that golf course is anybody can win on it. It doesn't necessarily favor long hitters or short hitters. It allows anybody to win. Look at the list of champions. The even cooler thing is, and it's a testament to the design, the way the officials set it up, it's more often than not the best ball striker wins that tournament. And the Players love that. They love being rewarded for hitting the ball really well because that's the hardest thing to do in golf. Everybody, it's why people say, well, I played really well, but I didn't score well. Okay, what does played really well mean? Well, that's equal to I hit the ball really well. And that's what everybody loves most of all. So it rewards that kind of stuff. Look who won it last year.
Scotty Scheffler.
Best ball striker. Best ball striker.
One by five.
That's often the case.
Yeah.
Yes, he did. He dominated. Yeah, so that's the case. And what an exciting place. The finish, 16, 17, and 18. People have different opinions about 16, about 17. But you can't get away from how crazy exciting that finish is and how stressful it is as a player to come to that little gauntlet to finish it off. I mean, that really tests your metal. Is that how you say that? Metal?
I don't know. Metal.
Anyway,
yep.
It tests it. Yep.
I love it. And before I let you go, the Masters countdown is on, and I brought out my Masters cup. I still have a collection of these, you know, like souvenir cups that you get when you get a soda or something. And this one happens to be 2009. Oh, I know. I almost hesitate. Almost hesitated to do it, but I'd really just, man, that was so exciting for so long with Kenny Perry. Just needed a par on one of the last two holes in regulation. And it would have been one of the more popular, I think, Masters victories. Instead, it was El Pato in a playoff.
Yeah, and I saw him last week in Morocco.
You did?
I did.
Which means we can probably expect to see him at Augusta again this year.
I agree. Yeah, he'll be there.
That guy is so powerful swinging a golf club. If you haven't, you need to go see him in person. And he probably, how old is he now? Is he 52?
Yeah, he's 51 or 52. Yep.
I bet even now, Bob, did you see him hit any balls last week?
I did not.
I bet he hasn't lost a step. I mean, that guy, man, he was a powerful swinger of the club. Whew. Gotta go watch it. Gotta see that in person.
Okay.
For sure.
We'll report back in just a few weeks. Caddy, thanks so much for taking the time, man. Always good to talk golf with you, buddy.
Thank you, gentlemen.
There you go. That's the Caddy. We'll be talking more on the players next week. He has a players, winner's player flag hanging up on his wall as he caddied for the winner of the players back in the day. Stay tuned. More of the show continues next.
Now, during Staples' Print Big Sale, get $20 off your print purchase of $100 or more, $50 off your print purchase of $200 or more, and $100 off your print purchase of $300 or more. So the more you print at Staples, the more you save. To demonstrate, print at Staples, you save. But if you print at Staples, you save. See how that works? Staples Print Big Sale. Print more, save more. Up to $100. Ends 4/6. Visit staples.com/print for details.
People who come to Cricut stay with Cricut, just like our customer Paul.
I run a farm with my family, and thanks to Cricut 5G, I know they can reach me, even when I'm out walking our dog Valentine.
Good dog, Valentine. Big nationwide 5G. Get fast 5G on 4 lines for only $25 per month each. Smile. You're on Cricut.
Real customer pay for testimonial. Discounts vary per line. Cricut 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
You're in luck if you want to make a career out of saving the planet. According to a new IBM and Morning Consult study, most employers are looking to hire or train people with both green and tech skills. IBM is stepping in to help by giving students, job seekers, and career changers access to free online courses to earn credentials on these topics. The courses offer basic training for green tech jobs in just about any industry. More courses and credentials are being added all the time at skillsbuild.org. Justina Nixon, Chief Impact Officer.
Rewarding jobs that help the environment now have a strong technology component. Employers really need people that can combine both disciplines. IBM Skills Build is a great way to get prepared for careers in the new green economy.
IBM Skills Build also provides free resources available for teachers, like student activity kits and lesson plans. Head to skillsbuild.org and see how free courses and credentials on green tech topics can give you an edge. Sponsored by IBM.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. Or how much easier it is to move mountains of soil with a 1 Series tractor. We could even go into detail about how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator SUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get in the seat or visit a dealer near you.
This March, Wendy's is fueling the madness with amazing deals on their hamburgers made with fresh, never frozen beef.
Like a juicy Dave single for a buck and a fresh $2 Dave's double with an app offer.
It's such a good deal, we wrote a little ditty about it.
Get it for a buck. Dave single, order in the app. Dave single, get it for a buck. Choose wisely, choose Wendy's official hamburger March Madness.
Limited time offer, participating U.S. Wendy's. See offer details and redeem at Wendy's app. Account registration required. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S. and Alaska.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
Welcome back to Real Golf Radio, brought to you in part by Black Desert Resort in St. George, Utah. Check out blackdesertresort.com and find out about the new Tom Weisskopf designed championship golf course, which will host the PGA Tour's FedEx Cup Fall Series event coming up October 10th through the 13th in St. George, Utah. It is open to play. You can book online at blackdesertresort.com. Also find out about exclusive real estate opportunities available at blackdesertresort.com. They currently are selling the family village units that surround the water park. Yes, there's going to be a water park that is going to be unbelievable. So you got this unbelievable golf course. You got this really super cool water park, lazy river, rapid river. You've got surf wave pools, palm trees, splash pads, the whole nine yards, right? It's going to be an epic scene. Plus inside Resort Center Hotel, you've got an amazing basalt steakhouse is what it's going to be called on the top floor with panoramic views of Snow Canyon and the surrounding mountains. And then on the bottom, you got another restaurant. You've got a 15,000 square foot spa, 25,000 square feet of meeting and convention space, pickleball court. I mean, there's going to be a promenade there with shopping and dining. The whole place is going to be just the base camp where you're going to want to. It's a destination place in southern Utah that happens to feature a tremendous golf course, which was rated number two by Golf Digest, new golf course, best new golf course in America this year. And it'll even be better than that. So you got to check it out at blackdesertresort.com. Does that get you excited, Bob?
Oh, yeah. I'm excited.
It's phenomenal. And the new caddy program is starting up later this month.
Interesting.
Yeah. So if you're not an owner, you'll be required to take a caddy with you, which will help because the first time you play it, there are a couple lines off the tee that are not quite clear. Let's put it that way. So the caddy will be able to steer you down in the right spots and help you with a few other miscellaneous things out there. So they hired the same group that does Kiowa and Pebble and all that. So it's pretty cool.
Plus there's going to be a tour yardage book too.
It is going to be coming out very, very soon. I've seen it.
Yeah. Yeah.
The caddy himself made that.
We have an inside track on that one.
Yeah. The caddy himself made that. I hope you enjoyed that, by the way. Great conversation with the caddy. Appreciate him jumping on there for a couple. You know, he's talking about the Players' Championship, Bob. Mm-hmm. You know, when I think of the Players, he said the fifth major without being a major. That was what he said his first thoughts were. I don't think we have to haggle over whether it should be a quote-unquote major championship. I know there's a lot of things that go along with winning a major from a historical standpoint, but I don't think it has to have that designation to have the level of respect that you have for the Players' Championship. And one of the things I look back is 2015, when I think about some of my favorites, Ricky Fowler, I believe at the time was coming in, there had been a Sports Illustrated or magazine article that came out that called Ricky Fowler the most overrated player on tour.
Right.
You remember that?
Exactly. Yep.
And there were some anonymous quotes from tour players basically saying that he somehow had an undeserved amount of commercial attention. Mm-hmm. And so forth, given his winning resume or lack thereof.
Yeah, he was the poster boy for the tour.
He was pretty much every commercial he was out there, right? And yet he hadn't really won a lot. And so that was some of the discussion. Well, he used that a bit as fuel. That's great locker room material for a guy. And he goes out there and he's five shots back with six to play on the final day. Ooh. And he played the final six holes in six under par to get into a playoff with Sergio Garcia and Kevin Kisner.
Mm.
Bob, he went birdie, par, birdie, eagle, birdie, birdie. Are you kidding me? And gets into a playoff. They go round after the three-hole aggregate, and Kis and Fowler were still tied. So they go back to 17 for sudden death. And, of course, Ricky sticks it to 5 feet and makes another birdie on that hole. Yeah. To knock Kis out and win the Players' Championship. That was pretty impressive.
Yeah, three times. And it, a lot of what the caddy said about the preview for next week is that those last three holes. You got a par five, which has water all down the right side on the second shot. If you hit the ball in the fairway, you got a good opportunity to hit it on the green and have an opportunity to make an eagle, or if not at the worst, a birdie. I've seen guys hit it in the middle of the green there and the ball still goes off the green into the water. Oh. So it's crazy. It's a phenomenal hole. Then you got 17, which only plays 140 yards or something like that. Maybe even closer. And you know, the tendency for guys to hit it in the water there, but Ricky that day, he made birdie three times on that hole in that day. Once during the aggregate,
once in regulation, when they came back,
and once in regulation. So
yeah,
three times, and then
twice in the playoff. Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, 17 is always a critical hole. I think back to 2001, where we heard the quote "better than most," and Tiger making that putt on the 17th hole in the third round, and from the upper shelf all the way down the hill and to that front pin placement, which was an awesome call. So there's just a lot that happens. And then 18, you got to really stripe it down the middle to have a chance to get on the green and have a birdie chance. But a lot of guys are just trying to make par there. And the natural bailout is to the right, away from the water. So those final three holes are amazing and are great to crown a champion.
Yeah, you got to talk about risk reward, right? You got it there. By the way, on 16, I know you caddied there, didn't you? Mm-hmm. Caddy, you caddied in Players, didn't you?
Or yeah,
did you not?
Caddied in two or three of them.
Okay. Did your guy go for it every time on 16? Like, is 16 an auto go in your mind, or is it? I mean, unless you're in the bunk, unless you hit it in a bad spot, or you don't have. But yeah, I mean, if you're in the middle of the fairway, is it a go for two auto?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much. And you know, the natural bailout is to the left in one of those bunkers down the left side or whatever, or on the left edge of the green. But you have it's if you're going to go for it, it's mandatory to hit it in the fairway. And if you miss it one side or the other in the rough, of course, it's going to be a difficult shot to lay it up to the left to keep it in play to have a wedge shot in so that you can have an opportunity to make birdie. So, it's difficult. But if you're in the fairway, as far as guys are hitting it now, it's an auto go. Absolutely.
So the official scorecard for the Players Championship listed it at 7,275 yards, par 72, 36 on both sides, and 16, 17, and 18 play is a 523-yard par 5, right? So you got guys that are hitting it down there 300 yards. It leaves you with, yep, you know, you're in that 220 or 200. You're probably somewhere between 200 and 220 out there, right?
Right.
And so, or maybe 200 to 240, depending on how you hit it. So that's pretty much a goes on. I mean, what are guys hitting now? In Florida, what are you hitting a 220 shot? I mean,
I think guys are hitting
5 iron?
Probably
six
five
iron?
Iron.
Six iron, maybe?
Yeah, 5 iron, 6 iron, something like that. But then the wind comes into play. A lot of times you got the wind off mm-hmm. the right, or you got it coming from the left, pushing it to the right towards the water. So then it becomes, you know, even though you've got a mid to low iron or pretty much a mid iron into that green, it still becomes pretty difficult unless there's no wind, and then guys can just go at it.
17 measures 137 on the card.
Yeah.
So, I mean, again, it's wedged to maybe, again, depending on the wind, could be 9, could be more.
Yeah.
18, 462-yard par 4. I would take on the 523-yard par 5 more than I'd want to take on the 462-yard par 4 18th.
Yeah, just because of the water down the left-hand side and how crucial it is to get the ball in the fairway. And we've seen guys that have won there, Justin Thomas, Tiger Woods, a lot of those guys will take a 3-wood off the tee and shape it and get it in and get it working with the fairway. And then you got a guy like Fred Funk, who is not a long hitter, but very, very accurate, who lined it up right over the water and cut it right back into the fairway. Those guys that hit that little fade. So it's, there's a lot of ways to, you know, knock it down, and especially off the tee, but the tee ball is critical on that hole.
Yeah, and again, like I was saying, the 18th bends, so not only do you keep it out of the water, but you got to be careful not to blow it through into the trees on the other side, right?
Exactly.
So that also
becomes, and then it becomes almost a layup if you get blocked out by those trees.
Yeah.
And then you've got a then you've got to pitch the ball close to be able to have a chance to make par.
Scottie Scheffler shot 17 under, one by five. Tyrrell Hatton finished five shots back at 12 under par, shot 7 under in that final round. That was actually really fun to watch. Tom Hoagie, 10 under par in the third round, but could only muster. So he opened up with 6 over, went 4 under, 10 under, and then 2 under in the final round. And he tied with Victor Hovland there, tied for third. Hideki Matsuyama, by the way, finished 5th. At 9, and Matsuyama's been playing some really good golf this year. So watch out for Matsuyama as we get closer to. I think, wasn't that the caddy's early call for the Masters, was Matsuyama with a repeat, with a second win?
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah,
with a second win. I think you're right. So no, but you look at a list of the players that have won there. You've got Ricky Fowler, you've got Martin Keimer, Tiger Woods, Matt Kuchar, Rory, Webb Simpson, Justin Thomas, Cameron Smith, Scottie Scheffler. Davis Love the third, Sergio, Phil, you know, there are phenomenal players, David Duval, Justin Leonard, Fred Couples, a lot of great players that have won here at the Players Championship.
All right, there you go. By the way, Rory missed the cut last year. Remember, John Rahm had to withdraw after the first round. So, and then Rory McIlroy missed the cut. So yeah, pretty interesting stuff. Players Championship coming up next week. After this week, they play, of course, Bay Hill, which is and always, you know, it's unfortunate that we lose these great legends, and Mr. Palmer's not going to be sitting there to shake hands, but it's cool. I did see some video from earlier in the week that they still have his umbrella, you know, that multicolor umbrella. That's such a signature for his logo sitting there on the end of the range. And, you know, that's pretty neat, the homage that they pay to him this week. Now, this is one of the signature events that has a cut. So Tiger's, Arnold's, and Jack's events the three of the 8 signature events that actually have a cut. Only 69 players playing this week. Tony Finau, the only eligible player this week that is not playing, which is kind of interesting. Puerto Rico is also playing this week. $4 million is the entire purse, where at Bay Hill, $4 million goes to the winner. It's a $20 million purse. So next week, by the way, $45 million $25 million. So between the 2 weeks, if you're playing Arnold Palmer and then the players, you're playing for $45 million in 2 weeks.
Yeah, and you win. You go back-to-back winning, you win $8 million.
you're gonna be more than four. You'll be probably $5 million for the players. So, yeah, you'd be back nine. Yeah.
Like yeah.
Nine. Yeah, it's tough. Hey, you know what? Let's get over to this. The PGA Tour announced their board of governors, and the enterprise, the establishment of the PGA Tour Enterprises Board of Directors, I should say, was announced. It's a 13-member board of directors that's been established for the recently launched PGA Tour Enterprises, and it's effective immediately. This new board is comprised of 9 PGA Tour directors approved by the PGA Tour Policy Board and 4 Strategic Sports Group, the SSG directors, appointed by the SSG Investment Group, and they will lead all commercial activities related to the PGA Tour, and they'll focus on driving fan engagement and growth, as well as developing new media, sponsorship, and commercial opportunities. So here's all 6 current player directors, which you're talking about: Patrick Cantlay, Peter Malnati, Adam Scott, Webb Simpson, Jordan Spieth, and Tiger Woods. In addition, they felt like they needed somebody else that could serve as a liaison between both boards, a player. So they went out to a previous player, former player, Joe Ogilvy, joins that PGA Tour Policy Board and the PGA Tour Enterprises Board of Directors for that director liaison position. So that's interesting. People have often said Joe Ogilvy's like super smart and really good with numbers and all that kind of thing. So they've tapped him to kind of represent that. Let's see.
Kind of the business mind. You know, he was the guy that when he would get to the golf course in the morning, he was looking at the stock page and all that kind of thing. So Joe Ogilvy, as far as a player is concerned, was a guy that a lot of guys went to about stock tips and all that kind of stuff. So he's very knowledgeable with the business aspect, and having been a former player that has won on tour, one event, it's a great fit for him.
How about this, by the way? Jay Monahan will serve as chief executive officer of the enterprises, and Tiger Woods will serve as vice chairman of the board. And when I read that, I couldn't help but thinking, so Tiger Woods is vice chairman of the board of PGA Tour Enterprises, and Phil Mickelson, Well, he's the owner of the old High Flyers over there on Liv. I mean, sorry, but
come on.
We could have found a way to work this thing out. You didn't. I mean, which title would you rather have right now? Go ahead. Come at me. Come at me and tell me how much that High Flyers franchise is going to be worth here in a few years. Go ahead. Tell me how much it's going to be worth versus this new PGA Tour Enterprises, of which Tiger is the vice chairman of the board. I'd say he's set up all right. By the way, here's some of the SSG. Go ahead.
Yeah, and that's part of the transitioning, I think, of Tiger away from playing a lot of tournaments and competitive golf on the PGA Tour. You know, he'll get his share and he'll play his share over the next little bit, but and some on the PGA Tour Champions as well. But this is kind of more of a business, the business aspect and business side and being vice chairman. So,
well, he joins, how about this group, right? From SSG, you've got, you've got John W. Henry, principal of Fenway Sports Group, right? He's also, you have Arthur Blank, of course, who owns the Atlanta Falcons and the Mercedes-Benz Stadium and all that kind of thing, plus PGA Tour Superstore. Andrew B. Cohen, Chief Investment Officer and co-founder of Cohen Private Adventures, or Private Ventures, and he's also the vice chairman of the New York Mets. And then Sam Kennedy, who's the president and CEO of the Boston Red Sox, and who's the partner and CEO for Fenway Sports Group. So this is, look, you got the Red Sox, the Mets, the Falcons, you know, all of these kinds of guys that are in there that are going to help. So I'm interested to see where all this shakes out, but it sounds like a pretty heavy, heavy hitting group there.
Yeah. And the PGA Tour is forging ahead while they're waiting to while they're still in discussions with the PIF and, you know, that framework agreement and that kind of thing. So it'll be interesting how this or how this will change. Should that agreement get done, and they're going to need some representation on the board as well.
Hey, the last thing I wanted to, before we end here, lack of big names winning on the PGA Tour, that was kind of been bantered around. Do you think that's an issue that you have some of the new players that we haven't heard of and a lot of the big names not winning so far this year?
Well, I think that's the thing about the game of golf is that you have this new influx of blood coming through the system, and I think it's great. You know, as far as the big name players, it could be that they're focusing only on the signature events, so they have less amount of time to win golf tournaments, and they're playing against each other, beating each other up. But it's also getting close to the Masters, and guys are preparing for that, and the major season.
I like some of the new up and comers. I mean, you got Nick Dunlap, you got Matthew Pavone, you've got Nick Taylors, you know, Jake Knapp, you know, that are in there. But Hideki Matsuyama, obviously a major champion. Austin Eckroat winning last week. So, yeah, would like to see some of these big names jump in and get a dub for sure. Thanks to Dave Glauser, our producer, for Bob Casper. I'm Brian Taylor. Hey, thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next week right here on Real Golf Radio.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com. How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it, and you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.